Three models entered a pre-registered blind evaluation, GEMMA 426 billion A4B at $0.00042 per run, Claude Haiku 4.5 at $0.0119, and Claude Sum 5 at $0.0399. Across 30 samples and 8 rubric criteria, all three scored identically on 7 criteria. The single divergence on criterion C8 traced entirely to token limit truncation, not to any reasoning failure. When quality converges at the ceiling, cost is the only rational differentiation axis. That cost gap is not marginal. The 28x spread between GEMMA 4 and Haiku 4.5 and the 95x spread between GEMMA 4 and Sum 5 translate directly to operational scale. A pipeline processing 1 million structured output calls per month costs $39,900 against Sum 5, $11,900 against Haiku 4.5, and $420 against GEMMA 426 billion A4B via managed API. This represents a monthly delta of $39,480 for identical rubric performance on this task class. The MMLU gap between the best open and closed models shrank from 17.5 percentage points in late 2023 to effectively zero by early 2026. For structured output pipelines specifically, that convergence appears to be complete. Two additional forces make this moment structurally different from prior open weight cycles. Apache 2.0 licensing removes the license review step that once slowed open model procurement, though self-hosting transfers other friction onto the deploying team. These hurdles include GPU qualification, indemnification gaps, and inference engineering ownership. EU AI Act GPAI enforcement powers activate August 2, 2026, making data residency a compliance requirement rather than an operational preference. Self-hosted open-weight models satisfy data residency, so do managed closed-model providers with EU-resident infrastructure. What does it mean for structured output quality to hit a ceiling? The quality ceiling is the finding GEMMA 426 billion A4B matched Claude Haiku 4.5 and Claude Sum 5 on 7 of 8 rubric criteria at 95x lower cost. Benchmark scores can mislead in two directions, and understanding what ceiling means here determines whether the result generalizes to your workload. JSON pass rate is not a discriminating metric at modern quality levels. Almost every current model clears 95% or above, yet valid JSON and correct JSON diverge by 15 points on every frontier model. The SOB Structured Output Benchmark Leaderboard shows the top 6 models within 1 point of each other on overall score, with structural metrics such as path recall and type safety reading 99%, while 20 to 30% of leaf values remain wrong. Quality ceiling in this context means the task-relevant rubric criteria are saturated across models of materially different cost tiers. It does not mean all models are interchangeable for all tasks. Reasoning-heavy chains, multi-step tool orchestration, and complex disambiguation tasks continue to stratify models. The ceiling applies to structured extraction and generation against a defined schema, the domain where XP9 was conducted. Model size is not a reliable predictor of value accuracy. Open-weight GLM 5.1, GLM 4.7, and QN3 535 billion beat GPT-5, Claude Opus 4.7, and Claude Sum 4.6 on unified value accuracy in the SOB benchmark. XP9 adds a cost-controlled data point. When GEMMA 426 billion A4B, a mixture of experts MOE model activating 4 billion of its 26 billion parameters per forward pass, operates at the same rubric level as models priced 28x and 95x higher, the ceiling is the signal. How was Experiment 9 designed to avoid benchmark gaming?
XP9 CloudSER 2026 applied a pre-registered rubric before any model results were observed.
The rubric covered 8 criteria, C1 through C8, capturing schema compliance, value accuracy, field completeness, format adherence, instruction following, edge case handling, output coherence, and response length within budget. All three models were evaluated under a blind protocol, N equals 10 samples per model, 30 total, routed through the open router endpoint with no post-hoc rubric adjustments. The pre-registration constraint is the key methodological safeguard. Rubric criteria were fixed before evaluation commenced, precluding the selection of metrics that favor any particular model after results were visible. LLM judge scoring was applied to criteria C6 and C7 using a separate model as the evaluator. Haiku 4.5 and Sum 5 each scored 20/20 on those criteria. Gemma 4 scored 18/20, a 2-point difference that appears in the LLM judge outputs but not in the objective scores for C1, C5, or C8. What did the blind evaluation reveal about cost versus quality? On criteria C1 through C7, all three models scored identically. Pass on every objective criterion. The LLM judge scores for C6 and C7 showed Haiku 4.5 and Sum 5 at 10/10 each, 20/20 judge points, and Gemma 4 at 18/20, with one missed point on C6 and one on C7, both from Run 91. That 2-point gap is within LLM judge variance and does not represent a functional quality difference on the task. What does a 95x cost spread mean at scale? 7 of 8 rubric criteria produce no differentiation. Selecting Sum 5 over Gemma 4 for structured output workloads matching the XP9 task profile delivers no measurable quality gain at 95x the cost. The one criterion where differentiation appeared is addressed in the following section. When does switching to open-weight models make economic sense? The cost decision tree below maps monthly token volume to the go/no-go threshold. At XP9's mean of -2,100 tokens per call, 50 million tokens per month corresponds to roughly 24,000 structured output calls. Under that threshold, the API cost delta does not justify the operational overhead of self-hosting, GPU infrastructure, continuous batching tuning, and MLOps staffing ad costs that typically exceed token savings at low volume. Above 500 million tokens per month, the $530 versus $18,000 per month comparison makes the case. The intermediate path is a managed open-weight inference provider, open router, together AI, base-10, not bare metal self-hosting. Why is C8 a token budget problem, not a reasoning problem? G8 failures, response length within budget, in Gemma 4 26 billion A4B, were exclusively token limit truncations. Outputs were structurally correct and semantically accurate until the token budget was exhausted. Responses did not produce incoherence or malformed output. They simply stopped. Haiku 4.5 had no C8 failures. Sum 5 also hit the 4,096 token cap in Run 112 and Run 113. Its mean output of 3,652 tokens per run versus 996 for Gemma 4 makes it the most verbose model and the one most exposed to truncation risk at higher completion budgets. What does C8 mean for self-hosted versus managed inference? The fix is a configuration change, not a model substitution. Increasing the max underscore tokens parameter to the 95th percentile response length eliminates the failure mode. That said, C8 illustrates a broader operational reality. Production inference is not a configuration exercise. Naive self-hosted deployments achieve 30 to 40% GPU utilization. A production-tuned stack using continuous batching and page attention reaches 80 to 90%, a 2 to 3x cost differential on identical hardware. C8 on a managed API is an operational parameter. C8 on a self-hosted stack is the entry point to inference engineering. How wide is the remaining gap between open and closed models? The structured output quality ceiling does not imply open weights have reached parity on all tasks. Open weight models trail closed source frontier by approximately 4 months as of May 2026. Measured by Epoch AI's Epoch Capabilities Index, ECI, Epoch AI, 2026. That gap is real and worth quantifying before deployment decisions. The reasoning gap between open and closed models measures approximately 13 points on structured benchmarks as of June 2026. This gap manifests primarily in multi-step reasoning, adversarial prompts, and tasks requiring synthesis across long contexts. Structured output extraction against a defined schema, the XP9 task class, falls below the threshold where that gap becomes operational. What are the scope boundaries? Two scope boundaries apply to XP9 specifically. Tool calling was not tested. Gemma 426 billion A4B scores 68.2% on Tau 2Bench agentic benchmarks versus higher scores on closed alternatives, and that gap has not been evaluated under the same controlled conditions. XP9 results generalize to structured extraction and generation tasks. Extension to multi-step agentic pipelines requires separate experimentation. The practical heuristic: use open weights for tasks where the XP9 rubric class applies. Structured extraction, schema validation, templated generation. Evaluate closed frontier models for tasks requiring the top 13 reasoning points or tool orchestration depth that currently differentiate them. 5 independent open model families reached frontier quality simultaneously by early 2026, confirming the convergence is structural rather than attributable to any single model or provider. When do closed models still win? 5 conditions favor closed model APIs regardless of token cost arithmetic. No inference engineering team. Self-hosting a 26 billion MOE model in production requires continuous batching configuration, KV cache tuning, GPU health monitoring, and model rollback procedures, at minimum 0.5 FTE MLOPS. Without that capability, infrastructure cost exceeds token savings. Contractual SLA required. Self-hosted deployments carry no vendor uptime guarantee and no incident escalation path. Closed model APIs provide contractual SLAs for production systems with business continuity obligations. That is a hard requirement. Interactive latency below 2000 milliseconds P50 required. Self-hosted MOE inference on commodity hardware does not reliably meet sub-2-second P50 targets. Closed API endpoints with dedicated capacity are the appropriate choice for latency-sensitive workloads. Reasoning-heavy or agentic tasks, multi-step tool orchestration, adversarial disambiguation, and long context synthesis fall in the region where the benchmark gap translates to production failures. Gemma 426 billion A4B scores 68.2% on Tau 2Bench agentic benchmarks versus higher scores on closed alternatives. GPU generation mismatch. Open weight model releases are coupled to GPU generation cycles. A successor model may ship kernels optimized for a different architecture, requiring months of porting before stable performance on the incumbent stack. What does Apache 2.0 licensing change for enterprise procurement? All 4 Gemma 4 models ship under the Apache 2.0 license with native function calling and structured JSON output support. Apache 2.0 permits commercial use, modification, and redistribution without requiring downstream source disclosure. That removes one procurement bottleneck. It does not provide vendor indemnification for model outputs. GPU procurement lead time relief, H100 SXM5 lead time is 2-6 weeks, or a patch cadence for weight level security vulnerabilities. Those responsibilities transfer to the deploying organization. What does self-hosting provide for audit trails? The audit trail advantage is concrete. A self-hosted model with a Teshe 256 hash of the weights, version pin dependencies, and deterministic inference configuration produces a reproducible artifact satisfying change management requirements. Cloud API endpoints provide no equivalent. Model versions can be updated by the provider without notice, and the inference path is opaque. Open-weight GPAI models released under a free open-source license are exempt from Annex 11 technical documentation and Annex 12 downstream provider information requirements under the EU AI Act, though copyright compliance and training data summaries are still required. How does EU AI Act enforcement shift the data residency calculus? GPAI enforcement powers activate August 2, 2026 under Articles 101 and 113. The fine schedule is compact. The serious violation ceiling exceeds GDPR maximums. US-based institutions produced 40 notable AI models in 2024 versus 15 from China and 3 from Europe, meaning enforcement pressure falls disproportionately on US cloud providers serving European organizations. Does using a third-party API create a data residency risk? Data processed through a third-party API in a foreign jurisdiction creates a transfer record, triggering GDPR Article 46 analysis. Data processed through a self-hosted model in the deploying organization's own infrastructure does not. Managed closed model providers with EU resident deployments, Azure OpenAI EU Data Zones, Vertex AI EU Regions, Bedrock Frankfurt, satisfy the same Article 46 requirement without the infrastructure burden at the cost of weight level auditability. The choice is between operational simplicity and documentation control, not between compliant and non-compliant. Takeaways. Quality ceiling reached for this task class, Gemma 426 billion A4B, matched Claude Haiku 4.5 and Claude Sum 5 on C1C7 across N equals 30 blind trials, 10 per model. Results do not generalize to reasoning-heavy, agentic, or latency-sensitive workloads. C8 is a configuration problem, not a capability problem. Token limit truncations are correctable by adjusting completion budgets. They do not indicate a reasoning gap. API token cost favors open weights above volume thresholds. TCO requires separate modeling. The 28x95x spread reaches $39,480 per million monthly runs at identical rubric quality via managed API. Self-hosted TCO adds GPU infrastructure, 0.5 or more FTE MLOps, and idle utilization loss. Break-even sits at 35 to 50 million tokens per month for a single GPU MOE deployment. Multi-GPU open-weight models require -256 million tokens per month against a premium API, Let's Data Science, 2026. Reasoning gap exists and is bounded. Open weights trail closed frontier by approximately 4 months and 8 ECI points. That gap surfaces in reasoning-heavy tasks, not in the XP9 structured output class. Apache 2.0 self-hosting is a viable EU AI Act compliance path, not the only one. HAA 256 weight pins and GPAI open source exemptions provide documentation control. Managed EU resident providers satisfy the same data residency requirement with contractual SLAs and no inference infrastructure ownership.